The kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is on the inside of you right now. It lives on the inside of you. Jesus is on the inside of you. And we talked about heaven comes from within you and you are not of this world. Last week we talked about you're the light of the world. Now you've got to realize that you are the leaders of the world. You lead the families and the businesses in this city, wherever you have influence. And you may be saying right now, Pastor, I don't feel like I'm a leader. You feelings ain't got nothing to do with it, folks. Let me just be real straight with you. Your feelings or your emotions ain't got nothing to do with it. It's who lives on the inside of you that's got everything to do with it. Amen. We just need to learn to allow heaven that's on the inside of us to begin to operate on the outside of us. Amen. God gave us just a small taste of what heaven is like. We're going to live from this day forward. We're in eternity right now. We're not going to enter into eternity. The day you were born again, you began eternity as far as God's concerned. Amen. So we are in eternity right now. Now we may leave this place and enter into another realm, the realm of heaven, amen. But we can have heaven in the earth. We're going to read over in Matthew in just a second where Jesus in the Lord's Prayer said, hey, my whole goal is to get heaven in the earth. Matter of fact, that's the goal of the Father. Because the Father sent His only begotten Son. He loved us so much that He sent Jesus, He sent heaven into the earth to change the atmosphere that was existing there. Amen? And then today, we're going to talk about the kingdom of heaven operates by the Word. Now, if you're in Matthew, I'm going to go over there myself. Go to Matthew chapter 6 and look at verse 7. Let's get this foundation scripture and look at it. Matthew 6 and look at verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things ye have need of. But look at verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus is saying, don't be like the world. Remember, you are the light of the world. You do not have to be like the world. The church today, let me just tell you, in some regards, looks more like the world than I would like to admit. Amen? We are not supposed to be like the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world to shine the light of the glorious gospel. So we are in the world to show the world what heaven looks like. And you say, well, Pastor, it doesn't look like heaven around my house. Well, just give God an opportunity. You plant the word, the blade will come, the ear will come, and then the harvest, the full corn in the ear will come. Amen? You just got to be able to continue planting. He said here, don't look like the world. Don't pray like the world. And he went on to say, do this after this manner in verse 9. Therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Look at verse 10. Thy kingdom come. Say kingdom come. So we're going to talk about is the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus wanted that kingdom on the earth. He didn't want it to remain in heaven. Now, you know, I was trained wrong and taught wrong. You know, I wasn't even saved. I was in a traditional denominational church and I was teaching Sunday school and doing all those things. And you know, they always put heaven off to another time. And we shouldn't be putting heaven off to another time because we can have heaven right here in the earth is what the Bible says. As a matter of fact, Jesus pointed out that this is how we're to live. We are to live thinking that heaven is in the earth because of me and you. Amen? This group or this body of believers right here, everywhere we go, if you look at that map back there, every dot that is on that map represents a place where heaven is touching the earth. Why is that? Because that's where you live. Amen? That map right there represents, it's a point of contact to where heaven is spreading in the earth. Why? Because you're from heaven. Heaven is on the inside of you and you live in those particular areas. Don't you live there? Come on, are y'all with me this morning? He said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." So everything that's going on in heaven, we ought to have in the earth. Jesus died and spilt His blood. His blood was poured out to pay for heaven to come into the earth. Now, heaven operates by the Word of God. Heaven's army hearkens to Jesus' Word. Go to Psalm 103. Heaven's army hearkens to Jesus' Word. And if you are in the army of God, you will hearken to His Word as well. Go to Psalms 103. Look at verse 20. Well, we'll start in verse 19. The Lord has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Everybody say, all. This heaven that's on the inside of you rules over all. We're going to see over in Mark chapter 4 that Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. When it is planted into the ground, it grows up and it becomes greater. Everybody say greater. Greater than anything around it. It may start out as a little bitty seed, but when it's planted, that kingdom, when it begins to come out of us, it becomes greater than anything around us. Now, Jesus over in 1 John chapter 3 said, "I have come to destroy the works of the devil." So when He came and brought heaven, the kingdom of heaven is to destroy the kingdom of this world, which is darkness. Amen. And it says here, the Lord's prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Now, many people think that this is angelic beings, and it's not angelic beings when you study that word angels out. Yes, angels exist. As a matter of fact, I had somebody with a testimony. They're working today. They came to me this week. They came to the church specifically and said, last Sunday they saw me move up here, and in the spirit they saw a huge wing move right behind me. And they knew it was my angel. Everywhere I went, these wings, they couldn't see the outline of the angel, but they saw these huge wings behind me. And I began to think, whoa, hallelujah, man. No wonder the devil ain't bothering me. No wonder I have so much favor. My angel is everywhere I go. Amen. Now, we're not talking about angelic angels in this scripture. You study that word out, and it means messengers, preachers, or pastors. Now, every one of you is a pastor over a realm of influence. And you are a minister of the gospel. You are an ambassador, the Word of God says, that brings heaven into the earth. Might be your family. Might be the business place where you have influence. So let's read it in that terms. It says, bless the Lord, you, His angels, you excel in strength, and you do it because you hearken to the voice of His words. So the kingdom of heaven operates by the Word of God. When you hearken to His commandments, or you hearken to the Word, then the kingdom of God can come into the earth and demonstrate the person of Jesus and change the entire atmosphere around you. You are the light of the world. Say, I'm the light of the world. I'm the leader. That's right. You're the leader in your realm of influence. Now go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 13 says, but to which of the angels said He at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? You are sent forth. Say, I'm sent. I'm sent forth. Now see, the Lord in Mark chapter 15 verse 16 said, go into all the world and do what? Preach the kingdom of heaven. Preach the gospel. And He said, if those who believe the word and are baptized, they're going to be saved. Amen? Isn't that what the Bible says? So you are ministering angels or pastors. You study that out, it means divine messengers, what it means. You are divine messengers, divine ambassadors sent to your realm of influence. That's why we got that map over there, so you can see exactly where you live and begin to have a point of contact. I have a realm of influence here, amen? This is my realm of influence, and I am to bring heaven into the earth. See, God didn't just call Tiffany and I to come up here and just play church. God called us to have an influence in that city right there. God called me to that city right there. Prophecy came before the church even started. We were in a meeting here in another church, and praise God, if you remember that, you know. Leonard Ford got up there and began to prophesy, and I was in a church, and there was hundreds of people there, and we had not even started the ministry. We knew we were coming here, and we had moved here, and we were thinking about the lease and everything, and, you know, back in those days, whoo, glory to God, some of the things we said, it scared most people. Amen. When we signed the lease on this, Tiffany and I looked at each other and we left. It was one big open room full of spiders, big echo. We didn't have anything but 30 metal chairs and a little old bitty karaoke machine. Now, Keith, you guys remember that in the beginning, and Sharon remembers that. We had nothing. I mean, this place was orange. Y'all remember that? It was orange. It was ugly. Say ugly. I mean, it was orange. There were spider webs. There was no wall. Our children's ministry was divided by a little 8-foot wall. As a matter of fact, I would preach and they would preach back to us. And then I would preach and then they would preach back to us. And it was a contest of who could be the loudest. We had one little room. And guess what? The bathroom was in the children's ministry. And I remember when Pastor Caldwell and Sister Jeannie were here for the very first time, they had to go back and wait in line with the kids for the bathroom back there. And, you know, of course, we just said, hallelujah, praise God, and they didn't mind. I mean, they'd been there too, amen, hallelujah. But you know what? We stepped out and we said, hey, heaven is going to come into this city. And Brother Ford began he said, I want you to come to this meeting. Actually, the pastor that he was ministering for said, I want you to come to this meeting. And I said, well, okay. And I came to the meeting, and he was, you know, if you know Brother Ford, he was getting down with it. I mean, he's getting down with his big bad self. And he was preaching and the word, and all of a sudden he stopped right in the middle of his message and began to prophesy and said, Dwayne, come up here. And I mean, when he said Dwayne, I was on the back row. I wanted to hide. And he brought us up there. And he began, like he always does, begin to just pour oil all over us. And he said this. Now, this prophecy, this tell you, you know, the Bible says, believe the prophets and you'll prosper. Amen? Are y'all with me today? You believe the prophets and you'll prosper. We begin to prophesy that Tiffany and I would have favor with the city. We begin to have favor. Now, see, this was 3 years ago. And I thought, boy, I need some favor right now. We were thinking about signing this lease. I need some favor. And I didn't know what it was. But now, see, I'm on the Board of Zoning Adjustments. I know all the people at the city. I work with them on a regular basis. And let me tell you something. We have favor. I said we. Everybody say we. This is a family here. Amen. Now, Miss Tiffany just gave you a testimony of what kind of favor we have in the city. Amen. And it's just going to grow bigger and bigger. Now, some people might say, well, I don't know about those faith people over there. I don't know what they're doing. But there's something about them. Something is shining on their face. Something is drawing me to what's going on over there. And let me just tell you something. We're just now seeing the blade. The blade's just now popping through. You wait until the ear comes and then the full corn in the ear. Amen. We're just now seeing the blade. Now, don't despise the blade. Don't despise small beginnings, amen. Know that God's word works and the kingdom of God destroys the kingdom of darkness and it will work, amen. You are, man is an ambassador of heaven and man must live by the word of God. Go to Matthew chapter 4. You've got to realize you are an ambassador that brings heaven into the earth. And in order to do that, you have to live by the Word of God. Matthew chapter 4, and look at verse 4. Jesus said this, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So in order to bring heaven into the earth, you have got to realize that you are an ambassador. And what does an ambassador do? An ambassador brings the word from the home country. Isn't that right? Come on, are y'all with me this morning? An ambassador brings the word from the leader of the home country. The ambassador of the United States around the world only ministers what President Bush and his executive staff ask them to minister. They are constantly in foreign ground ministering a message and having a realm of influence that brings the atmosphere of the United States. That's why every embassy across the world is sovereign. Amen? And it is U.S. ground. That embassy in whatever country, China, you know, Russia, you know, Iran, Iraq, you know, Saudi Arabia, wherever it may be, that is sovereign ground of the United States. Well, let me just tell you something. Where those dots are back there, come on, are y'all with me this morning? Wherever those dots are, it's sovereign ground that belongs to God. Amen. It's His foothold in the earth to bring heaven into this city. And God wants heaven in this city. Now go over to Luke chapter 4 and look at verse 1. Luke chapter 4 and look at verse 1. An ambassador of heaven lives by the word of God. Now, would you say Jesus was an ambassador of heaven? Wasn't He the sinless Son of God come to change the world, deliver us, bring us into a place of salvation and blessing, to bring us the Garden of Eden, heaven on earth again? Wasn't He God's number one ambassador? Amen? Amen. Well, what did He say? Look at what He said and look at verse 1. It said, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days He did eat nothing. And when they were ended, He afterward hungered. And the devil said unto Him..." Do you know the devil actually tried to talk to Jesus? I mean, you're talking about foolishness. That's stupid, stupid, stupid. I mean, he had the spirit of stupidness on him. I mean, he's trying to take over the Son of the living God. That's how stupid the devil really is. And let me just tell you something. He don't know about the power inside of you until you tell him. You got to say something and you got to remind him. Amen. That you've come and you're an ambassador to get rid of His kingdom and bring heaven into the earth. "And the devil said unto Him, If you be the Son of God..." Now, if you really be an ambassador... Now, see, you're going to get tested out in the world. You know, Brother Robert brought a good word, amen. The presence of the God, there was good word here this morning, amen. You're going to get tested. Circumstances are going to come against you, but you know what? They can't win. We win, because He that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. My Bible says, 1 John chapter 5, that overcomers overcome by faith, and they overcome everything in the world. Why? Because greater that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Amen? Isn't that right? Look at this. "The devil said unto Him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. Jesus answered Him..." See, you got to answer. Brother Dufresne's got a tape series called The Answer Man. You got to answer the world when the world talks to you. When your circumstances talk to you, you better talk back. Because your circumstances saying, "I'm the kingdom of darkness, and I've come to kill, steal, and destroy." Well, what did we do? What did we do in that meeting? I began to remind the man that we, the body of Christ, have done something here. We've done something, amen? This body here at FFI, we've accomplished something. And you're not going to treat it lightly. And we are here to stay. We have signed a lease. We'll honor that in Jesus' name, amen, right? But what we've done, we've accomplished something here. We are going to spread the kingdom of heaven into this city. Let me tell you something. You might as well just look in the Bible. If they crucified Jesus, they crucified Peter, they killed Paul, they ain't going to leave you alone either. Don't think that life's just going to be some skip in the park. It will be when the words of the King are in your mouth. You've got to say something to repel the kingdom of darkness. And Jesus said something. He says, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Ambassadors live and operate by the word of their home country. Amen? God's word is the power that overcomes. Go to 1 John. God's word is the power, not you. God's word's the power. God's word is the power that overcomes. Not your ability, not your talent. It's God's word that overcomes. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word is what overcomes. Look at chapter 5 there in verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Now the word is born of God, isn't it? And if the word is in you and in your mouth, then the word can overcome the world. 1 John chapter 5, look at verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Our faith by the word of God overcomes the world. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, we are world overcomers. Wouldn't you say that? You might be saying, yeah, but Pastor, you don't know what's going on. That's a circumstance that it's temporal in your life. Amen. Going over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let's just look at that for a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and look at verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and look at verse 18. That circumstance that you're thinking about right now is temporal. It won't last long. While we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Heaven is eternal. We're in eternity right now. And everywhere there's a dot back there, and let me just remind you, if you haven't put a dot where you live in Conway, do it before you leave the end of the service, because we're praying over that map. Little pink dots back there. Everywhere where there's a dot back there, we know heaven is touching the earth. Amen? Why? Because you live there. And you're the leaders. You're the salt of the world. You're the light of the world. You're the leaders in your community. And Paul said right here, we don't look at things that are seen, but at things that are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, they're temporary. Circumstances are temporary. Like Miss Tiffany always tells you, the checking account is temporal. It's subject to change. Your body, when it gets sick, that's a temporary situation. You know, let me just give you a good testimony. We've been battling ear infections with Chase Man, you know, our 10-month-old. And it's been unpleasant. I mean, when you have the heart of a father and your son's suffering, I mean, you want to do something. Amen? So, you know, we've done everything that we're supposed to do. We've gotten him medication. He went through a number of shots, you know, of antibiotics to make sure that this thing would clear up. It would clear up. It'd come right back again. It'd clear up and it'd come right back again. And, you know, it's uncomfortable for a 10-month-old. You know, they tell me the ear pain is just horrendous. And we've been believing God. And one night, Tiffany just reached over there and told me, said, I laid hands on him and prayed, and he's healed. And you know what? We took him to the doctor. When was that? We took him to the doctor the next day because we had made an appointment when he was sick to go ahead and have tubes put in his ears. Took him to the doctor that day, was ready to have the procedure done. Amen. Have the little guy put to sleep. Have these tubes put in his ears. We just was going to do whatever it took. Amen. I didn't care if we were in unbelief or whatever. That little guy shouldn't be suffering for my ignorance. Amen. Isn't that right? And so I was going to do it. But she prayed. And we got to the doctor's office. That doctor looked at that little kid and he said, hey, his ears are clear as a bell. He doesn't need any tubes. And we thought, hallelujah. Why is that? We're ambassadors of heaven and healing is a part of our covenant. Amen? So we're supposed to bring healing into the earth. And you know what? She finally just said, well, bless God, the Word said that he's supposed to be healed. Laid hands on that child. And the mother's got that, you know, mother's intuition anyway. Lay hands on that child and he was healed just like that. Amen? Got me excited. It kind of made me feel bad. I mean, her faith was higher than mine. She laid hands on the kid and said, this ain't going to stand. You know why? Because heaven's on the inside of her. Amen? Why is that? Because she's the light of the world. As you're the light of the world. She's the salt of the earth as you're the salt of the earth. Amen? Now, God's word is the power that overcomes. Go to Hebrews.
Flip back over to Hebrews chapter 1. Now see, heaven's army hearkens to the Word of God. And we are ambassadors, and ambassadors live by the Word of God. And God's Word is the power that overcomes. Now look at Hebrews chapter 1, look at verse 3. Who being the brightness of His glory and the expressed image of His person and upholding. Everybody say upholding. You see, He is upholding everything in the earth right now. Jesus is upholding the earth. The only reason the earth is staying together right now is because of you. That's what 1 Thessalonians says, because when we leave, guess what? The whole place is going to implode. Amen? When we are raptured out of here, the earth is going to implode. You're going to have all kinds of things happen. And it says right here, why? Because we're upholding all things by the word of His power. So as ambassadors, if it was not for us, this world would be darker even still. Matter of fact, it would die and implode, fall apart. You are holding the world together by your presence. You see those dots on that city? The only reason this city is existing is because of you. Why is that? Because you're ambassadors from heaven. You're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You are the leader sent from heaven to touch this city. Amen? You may think, oh, Pastor, that's a mouthful. Well, just let the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn ear. Let God do the work. Amen? He upholds everything by the word of His power. And when He by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. See, He sat down and said, I'm sending my ambassadors. I'm sending the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now you go into all the world and preach the gospel. You go into all the world and take that country and take this country and you take care of this. And let me just tell you something. Even our president has the presence of God on the inside of him, and he has said several times, this will not stand. I remember the day he was behind the presidential seal, and he said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. That was a bold statement for the world, for a world leader. You know, his father said, this will not stand, but he stood up and said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. That's pretty black and white. Sound like Jesus to me. You're either for the word or you're for the world. Jesus never had any gray area in between. Amen? Isn't that right? Now, the word is designed to destroy darkness. Go to 1 John. See, the kingdom of heaven operates by the word. Heaven's army hearkens to the word. Ambassadors live by the word. The power overcomes by the word, and the word is designed to destroy darkness. Go to 1 John. Let me show you something here. Look at chapter 3 and verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, say this purpose. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Well, if Jesus was manifested, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Isn't that right? Come on now. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. If Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, what's your job? Same thing. Because He said, as I am in this world, so are you. He said, greater works will you do than me, because I go to be with my Father. Isn't that what He said? Then He transferred and said, I'll send you the Holy Ghost. And He'll remind you of all things. So you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the world. You're the leaders of the world. And you know what? You're supposed to be destroying the works of the devil. And don't think it's strange that you're going through all these fiery trials and temptations, and people don't like you, and you know they tried to kick you out and they tried to steal your job. Don't think it's funny. Why? Because you're the leaders of the world. You are the light of the world. They're not going to like you. I mean, there's been time after time after time, Tiffany and I, even in the ministry, we've dealt with people in the ministry, and for some reason that just come against us. Why is that? Because we're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth, and we're going to bring heaven into the earth. Because they could see in our eyes, that boy is serious. You know, when I got born again, that's what they said. They said, you're crazy. No, what they saw was that crazy little sparkle in my eye, the heavens coming in the earth.
They said, this ain't nothing. This is not just another religious guy that's going to sit on the pews. I remember asking people about faith. What about this faith stuff? What I mean, we need to do something with this. Oh, you're just getting fired up for nothing, son. You're going to get wildfire. You're just going to get off into some crazy stuff. Yeah, I'm crazy in love with the Word. Crazy in love with Jesus. They said, oh, you're just stirring up strife. You're too serious about the Word. How serious can we be? Come on, Jesus died for us. I mean, He spilled His blood. How serious was Jesus? I mean, have you seen the Passion lately? How serious was God concerning you? I don't take things lightly. Now, I know it's just ignorance and other things. You have to love people. Jesus did. He loved Peter, but He rebuked the devil. He loved His disciples. He knew they weren't there. None of us are there yet. We're all bread in the oven, still rising, right? But He said here, for this purpose was I manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Now, going over and look at Luke 10, it gets even better. Got two more scriptures and we'll get out of here. Go to Luke chapter 10. I'm beginning to close, if that means anything. Luke chapter 10. Now look at this. Now, can I give you some context? Can we take just a couple minutes and give you some context? Because this is good. We need to read this together. Now I want you to look at something here. He said here in verse 1 of chapter 10, He said, after these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and He sent. Everybody say sent. See, we're sent to share heaven in the earth. He sent them two and two before His face into every city. Everybody say city. See, Tiffany and I were sent to this city. We're sent as ambassadors from heaven to demonstrate Jesus. The city is going to see Jesus demonstrated in our life. Amen? And He sent you too. Matter of fact, He sent you, and I know it's your calling as well as ours. Why? Because you're here with us. Amen? There's some of you, let me just say this, regardless of what's happened the last 3 years, the church has grown or shrunk or whatever, you're still here. And that just reinforces the fact with Tiffany and I that you're sent just like we are. You may not be the mouthpiece of the body, amen, but you may be the arms or the legs. You may be financially supporting it. You may be helping, amen. Well, let me just tell you something. The reward is not just ours. The reward is yours. When you get to heaven, everything that we accomplished as a church, that reward does not go to Pastor Tiffany and Pastor Dwayne. No, it doesn't. Because we're called to edify and strengthen the saints. The saints of God, the ambassadors of God, are the ones that do the work. So who's going to get the credit? The saints and the ambassadors of God are going to get the credit, not us. Let me just tell you something. There's nothing that you've done in this church over the last few years that goes unrecognized by God. He knows it's all a part of a greater plan to demonstrate Jesus to the city. Isn't that good to know? I mean, there's been some times that we've gotten weary in well-doing. And we looked at each other and said, hey, weary one and weary two. I said, what are we doing here? And then we just begin to look at the Word again and look at all those that Jesus sent. Now look at this. Verse 2. Therefore He said unto them, the harvest truly is great. The laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He would send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among thieves. Did you notice Jesus said that? So don't feel like, you know, you're alone. He sent these 70. He sent His 12 disciples. He sent hundreds and thousands and millions of others. He's sending you too. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes nor salute no man by the way. Did you ever notice why He said don't carry shoes or a purse? Did you ever think about that? Because if everything is handed to you, now moms and dads, you know this if you've raised your children according to the Word. If everything is handed to your children, they'll never learn how to receive or get anything for themselves. So Jesus sent these people out here. Let me just tell you something. My spiritual father, we called him several times and said, hey, man, we need some help. He said, if I bail you out this time, who's going to bail you out next time? He said, it's time to operate faith in your life. Amen? Come on.
My business partner for years, when we went out to travel, he began to say, hey, do you want to grow? You want to be a part of this business? And you help the business go. And he began to teach us about faith and what we need to do for that business to grow. Jesus sent everybody out here and said, hey, you've got to go out and share the gospel. Don't take all this stuff with you. Look at verse 9. Heal the sick that are there within and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come unto you. That's what we're to do. And they did that. And look at this in verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. Say joy.
Joy.
Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The Word of God is designed to destroy darkness. Don't ever be afraid. Just allow the Holy Ghost to say, just like Tiffany and I did in that meeting. I didn't know what I was saying. It was God speaking. You ever been in that situation? I remember when we were with Pastor Caldwell. And I left his office, you know, before the Family Life Center. We didn't know how that thing was going to get built. The bids were way too high. I left his office and I thought, boy, I'm off the hook. Slammed my planter, put it under my arm and left his office. Said, Lord, I'm sure glad you're going to take care of this. Who in the world's going to build that building? And he said, you are. And I thought, oh, Lord, have mercy. Devil, shut up. And what happened? I had to go back into his office 2 weeks later after I got out of the spirit of fear off of me. And I sat in his office and said things that I didn't know what I was saying. That just 2 weeks ago sounded real stupid to me. And it wasn't me talking, it was God talking through me. Amen. The Word is designed to destroy darkness. Amen. And then finally, the Word brings salvation. And that's why we're here. That's why ambassadors are to share heaven, because heaven has salvation. Amen. We're to share salvation in the city of Conway. Go to Romans chapter 10. Finally, the Word brings salvation. The kingdom of heaven operates by the Word of God. Heaven's army hearkens to the Word. Ambassadors of heaven live by the Word. God's Word is the power that overcomes. The Word is designed to destroy darkness. And finally, the Word brings salvation. Look at Romans chapter 10 and look at verse 8. But what says heaven? What says it? Look at this. What says heaven? What says the army of heaven? What says the people of heaven? What says it? The Word is nigh thee. It's even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or the Word, because we know the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. If you will confess with your mouth the Word of God and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you're going to be saved. That doesn't just mean that you're going to heaven one day. Let me correct that misunderstanding from the denominational churches. You're in heaven right now. Eternity started with you the day you were born again. How you're living right now is how you're going to live in eternity, because it is not an it's not a place, it's not a situation, it's a power that's in you, and whatever's on the inside of you is what you're going to carry into eternity. Darkness, if darkness is in you, you're going into a place of darkness for eternity. Light, you are the light of the world. You'll go into eternity carrying heaven. So, the Word brings salvation. How is that? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised Him from the dead. Look at verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How do you share heaven in the earth? You confess the Word of God. And the Word does the work. Amen. Did you learn anything this morning? Praise God. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You, Lord, that we honor You in Your house. Thank You for Your sweet presence today. Now, Father, go with every household, every person represented. Father, I send a blessing forth on every person in every seat in the auditorium.
that they would be blessed and prosper this week according to your word of God. Father, we thank you for the seed of your word into our hearts as it grows up and begins to control and dominate everything in the city of Conway. And we honor you and all we do.